But what you will find is that the reasons for Christianity are quite compelling. But do not miss this. None of them are airtight. None of them are airtight. No one can prove the truthfulness of Christianity with absolute certainty. Every bit of evidence that we have, no matter how compelling, will not prove, beyond any doubt, the truthfulness of Christianity. Ultimately, Christianity comes down to faith. And faith, as the writer to the Hebrews says, is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Faith is assurance, not absolute certainty. Faith is conviction, not absolute certainty. Faith is believing that the things that the invisible God has said he has done and will do will come to pass and have come to pass. So if you have doubts about the Christian faith, if you question it, don't worry about it. On the one hand, I mean, if you had no doubts, you should wonder whether or not you had the Christian faith to begin with. Absolute certainty is a myth. Faith and doubt are compatible with one another. This has massive implications for everybody here, for every human being. If you're a Christian, it will release you from an almost totalitarian tyranny of your mind. Because you don't have to, if you get this, you don't have to be afraid to doubt. You can bring all your questions. You don't have to check your brain at the door. And if you're not a Christian, it's going to show you that you don't need to wait to be absolutely certain before you become one. That's what I'm hoping will be the end of our discussion. It's impossible to be absolutely certain about anything. Now let me quick back up and say that I just overstated it a little bit. It isn't true that it's impossible to be absolutely certain about anything, because there are some things that we can be absolutely certain about. It's just that those things are not very significant. For example, we can be certain about logical or mathematical propositions. We can be certain that 2 plus 2 equals 4. We can be certain that two contradictory propositions cannot be true simultaneously. But when it comes to questions of life that are significant, when it comes to questions of life that have a direct application to the way we live every day, the reality is that there is no such thing as absolute certainty. And one of the main reasons for that, if not the chief reason for that, is the limitations of what it means to be human. We're finite. We have limits. And one of those limits is that we cannot know things with absolute certainty because too many other things get in the way. I mean, in order to know something absolutely, you need to know how everything else relates to that thing. Everything else in the universe, how it relates to that thing. Because how everything else relates to that determines what that thing is. In physics, it's called the uncertainty principle. As soon as you start measuring something, you change the something you're measuring. That's how knowledge works. In order to know something absolutely, I need to be able to see it from every possible angle.
Absolute certainty is a myth.